We're going to meet someone now whose life has been shaped by an absence. Her name is Inara George, and her father died when she was just 5 years old back in 1979. He was Lowell George, the co-founder, singer, and guitarist of the revered 1970s band Little Feat. She has built her own successful career. But Inara George has never really confronted her father's death in song the way she does on her latest album, Dearest Everybody.
We were waiting for the end. I had a dream. And as I watched...
Alex Cohen of Member Station KPCC has the story of a woman confronting middle age without her dad.
Lowell George always took the road less traveled, even if it didn't lead to the bank, as he told radio station WXRT just 2 weeks before he died.
I like taking chances. And I really can't get up in the morning and think about the goals of being successful. Because what is success? I mean, it certainly isn't money. I mean, money helps, but doing something that you really like doing as a profession is really success to me.
And his daughter, Inara, was ready to follow in his footsteps even when she was four, standing backstage at one of her dad's shows.
And I remember hearing the music and then in my child mind deciding, like, I'm going to dance on stage. So I danced on stage.
After her freshman year in college, she started a band with some friends for fun. They called themselves Load.
Music kind of happened. I always shied away from it because of my dad. I just thought, I don't know how to do that. I'm not going to do that.
But Geffen Records thought differently and signed the musicians. Load didn't last long, but George soon moved on to other bands, including a duo with Greg Kirsten called The Bird and the Bee.
Cry as much as I want to weep. I know I can't have you. I wipe my tears away.
In the mid-2000s, the duo enjoyed critical and commercial success thanks in no small part to Inara George's voice and lyrics that often focused on love and romance.
It's natural in your 20s to sing and want to talk about the tumultuousness of growing up and the angst of love and angst of youth.
But then something happened. Inara George grew up. She's now 43 years old, happily married with 3 kids, and the idea of writing what you know seemed a bit less interesting than it did in her 20s.
A typical day is a wake up between 5:30 and 6:30, getting breakfast ready, getting everyone off to school. And then you have this short little bit of time before you have to pick everyone up from school where you try to get everything done, whether it's grocery shopping or the gutter guys coming.
But then Inara George realized that midlife wasn't just gutters and groceries. It's also a time of looking back, coming to terms with aging, and the memories of those no longer around. Themes she thought could make for good songs.
Last night, I slow danced with younger men. Do you remember who I was that girl again?
In this song, George sings about saying farewell to her younger self. It's one of a dozen tracks on her new album.
When she sent it to me, I said, you've made the best record of your career, in my humble opinion.
That humble opinion belongs to fellow musician Shirley Manson, frontwoman of the band Garbage. Manson says in an industry where women are usually written off when they hit 30, what Inara George is doing is brave and timely.
I think it was a powerful statement by a woman taking a look back and not trying to play the young ingenue, which is what most women still in music tend to fall into. She was willing to look at some of the themes that aren't explored very regularly.
But that sort of raw honesty wasn't necessarily what the music industry was looking for. Inara George didn't have any luck shopping the album to major labels, so she released it herself.
A wish for you. It's just a simple thing. I want to see you every day. I want to hear my children say your name.
It was produced by Michael Andrews, who says George's music doesn't fit easily into any particular genre, and that's part of its strength.
If her music was like a movie, it would be one of those quiet movies that no one knows until it like wins an Oscar or something, you know, and then everyone's like, yo, you gotta see that movie.
Andrews adds his favorite track, Release Me, almost didn't get made. He had to convince Inara George to include a song she wrote about her father, Lowell, nearly four decades after his death.
My love, I will always love you. But never will I forgive you for being gone for so long.
George says she initially wrote this song as a 70th birthday present for her mother, thinking it way too personal for public consumption.
I wrote this song for her about being left behind. And I think that's... It's funny, I get choked up about it. I think that's something about people dying is like being left behind is really, it's complicated because you're supposed to move forward, but it's very difficult sometimes for people.
Inara George was only five when her father died, but she feels like she is able to learn a lot from the unconventional approach he took to his craft, and she plans to keep following in those footsteps. For NPR News, I'm Alex Cohen.
So won't you